HPV vaccination, protecting against HPV infection to help reduce your risk of cancer. Vaccination saves lives. An information leaflet by NHS Wales and Public Health Wales. You cannot protect yourself against everything, but you can get yourself vaccinated against the human papillomavirus, HPV, a common virus which can cause many different types of cancer. The HPV vaccination programme. The HPV vaccine helps protect young people from cancers caused by HPV. More than 280 million doses of the vaccine have been given worldwide in at least 113 countries. The HPV vaccine has been offered free in schools to all girls since September 2008 and boys since September 2019 as part of the NHS vaccination programme. This is because the evidence is clear that the HPV vaccine helps protect all genders from certain types of cancer. The HPV vaccine meets high UK safety standards, and over 10 million doses were given in the UK in the first 10 years of the programme. To get the HPV vaccine and protect yourself for the future, discuss this with your parent or carer and make sure you fill in and return the consent form as soon as possible. Three reasons to get your HPV vaccine. 1. It cuts the risk of cervical cancer by 90%, as well as dramatically lowering the rates of other types of cancer. 2. HPV infects most people in their lifetime, and there are more than 100 different types. 3. The vaccine is safe, effective, and easy to get. What is HPV and how is it spread? HPV is a very common virus, which usually has no symptoms. Nearly everyone will come into contact with it at some point in their life. People will probably not know when they are carrying the virus, and in most people, HPV clears up quickly. But carrying HPV increases the risk of getting certain types of cancer. If you don't know you have the virus, it means you can pass it on to others. More than 7 out of 10 people who have not had the HPV vaccination will get infected. HPV lives on the skin in and around the whole genital area and is spread by skin-to-skin contact. Getting the vaccine now protects you against future risks. There may not be immediate symptoms, but HPV can lead to cancers such as cervical cancer in women and people with a cervix, some head and neck cancers, some cancers of the anus, and some cancers of the genital area, for example, the penis, vagina and vulva. Head and neck cancers are most common in males, with around 700 men diagnosed in Wales each year. Cervical cancer is the most common type of cancer in women and people with a cervix who are under 35, and it can be very serious. HPV can also cause genital warts, which is one of the most common types of sexually transmitted infection in the UK. What difference has the HPV vaccine made so far? The vaccine is expected to save hundreds of lives every year in the UK. A recent study in England has shown a 90% reduction in cancer causing HPV in young women in their 20s who are vaccinated aged 12 to 13. The HPV vaccine also protects you against over 90% of genital wart infections. If the spread of HPV can be reduced even further, everyone's risk of HPV-related cancers in the future will be lower. Having the HPV vaccine. The vaccine is given in your arm and you normally need one injection to be protected. The injection is usually given at school in year 8. The school nurse or vaccination team will let you know when your injection is due. To give you the best protection, the vaccine should be given before you become sexually active. Condoms do not provide complete protection against HPV. If you are sexually active, you should still have the vaccine. Getting the vaccine as a young person protects you against future risks. The HPV vaccine. Gardasil 9 is now the main HPV vaccine given in the NHS vaccination programme in Wales. It protects against 9 types of HPV, which can cause genital warts and some types of cancer. The HPV vaccine is offered to all young people. Anyone can catch, carry and pass on HPV. Getting the HPV vaccine when you are offered it, make sure you are protected for your future. side effects of the HPV vaccine. Side effects are usually mild. The most common side effects are a headache and sore, swollen or red arm where you had the injection. These usually wear off within a few days. Less common side effects include nausea, fever and tiredness. Serious side effects are extremely rare. As with all vaccines, reports of side effects are closely monitored and reviewed. You, your parent or your carer can report suspected side effects of vaccines and medicines through the Yellow Card Scheme. You can do this online at www.mhra.gov.uk/yellowcard or by calling the hotline free on 0800 731 6789. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Are there any reasons why I should not be vaccinated? There are very few young people who cannot have their HPV vaccination. You should not have the vaccine if you have had a severe, life-threatening reaction to any ingredient of the vaccine or to the previous dose. This severe reaction is called an anaphylactic reaction. These reactions are extremely rare, but nurses are fully trained to deal with them if they do happen. If you have had a severe reaction to a vaccine in the past, it's important that you include the details of this on your consent form. It's also important to tell the person giving you the vaccine. If you have a minor illness without a temperature, such as a cold, you should still have the vaccination. If you are ill with a high temperature, put the vaccination off until you are better. Also, speak to your doctor or nurse before having the vaccination if you have a bleeding disorder. What if I have a weakened immune system? If you have a weakened immune system because of a disease or a treatment you are having, you may need to have 3 doses of the HPV vaccine. If you have any questions or concerns, speak to your school nurse, vaccination team, or practice nurse at your GP surgery. What should I do if I feel unwell after the vaccination? If you have a temperature and feel unwell after the vaccination, you can take paracetamol to help you feel better. Read the instructions on the packet carefully and take the correct dose for your age. We don't recommend that you take paracetamol before having the vaccine to try to prevent a temperature from developing. Remember, if you are under 16, you should not take medicine that contains aspirin. Extra information for girls and people with a cervix. To make sure you have the best possible protection against cervical cancer, you should have the HPV vaccination when you're young and have regular cervical screening from your 25th birthday. Do I still need to go for cervical screening if I have had the vaccine? Yes. Anyone aged 25 to 64 who lives in Wales and has a cervix is offered cervical screening, smear tests. The vaccine will prevent around 7 out of 10 cervical cancer cases, but screening can find other high-risk HPV infections not covered by the vaccine. By finding HPV infection or cell changes early, screening can prevent cervical cancer from developing. For more information, visit phw.nhs.wales/cervical-screening. What about other cancers? There are currently no screening programs for other HPV-related cancers. If you are worried about any symptoms, speak to your GP surgery. A little injection? Worth it. Any questions? What do I need to do? If you receive a consent form and information leaflet from school, make sure you and your parent or carer read the information about the vaccination, fill in the consent form and return it as soon as possible. It's best to involve your parent or carer in your decision about having the vaccination, but you may be able to give permission for the vaccination yourself if you fully understand what is being offered. What if I've lost my consent form? You can get another one. Just speak to your school nurse or immunisation team as soon as possible. I missed my vaccination. Can I still have it? Yes, it's important to try to have your HPV vaccination as soon as it is offered in school, but if you miss it, you can still have it up until your 25th birthday. You should try to catch up as soon as possible. Contact your school nurse, immunisation team or GP surgery and discuss it with them to see when you can have it. Does this mean I cannot get cancer? No. The HPV vaccine protects you against most, but not all, forms of HPV. The vaccine will give you good protection against some strains of HPV that cause a number of cancers. However, the vaccine will not reduce your risk from other cancers not caused by HPV. Will I be vaccinated against other diseases at school? Yes, you will be offered other vaccinations before you leave school, such as a booster dose of the TDIPV vaccine, which helps protect against tetanus, diphtheria, and polio. The MenACWY vaccine, which helps protect against 4 strains of meningococcal bacteria that causes meningitis, and the MMR vaccine, which protects against measles, mumps, and rubella, if you have not yet had the recommended 2 doses. In areas where these vaccinations are not available in school, you will be able to have them at your GP surgery. More information is available at phw.nhs.wales/vaccines/young people. HPV vaccine to-do list. Talk to your parent or carer about getting the HPV vaccine and let them read the consent form and information leaflet. If you still have questions, talk to your school nurse or immunisation team. They are there to help. Return the filled-in consent form and make sure you go to school on the vaccination day. If you miss the vaccination day for whatever reason, you should have more opportunities to have the vaccine. If you have left school or are not sure if you have missed any vaccinations, speak to your GP surgery. Where can I get more information? If you have any questions or want more information, you can visit 111.wales.nhs.uk. Talk to your doctor or nurse or call NHS 111 Wales. You can find out more information on vaccines offered in Wales at phw.nhs.wales/vaccines. Information on cervical cancer is available by visiting Joe's Cervical Cancer Trust website at joestrust.org.uk. Information on cervical screening in Wales is available at phw.nhs.wales/cervical-screening. You can find out more about the vaccine, including its contents and possible side effects, at medicines.org.uk/EMC. You will need to enter the name of the vaccine, Gardasil 9, in the search box. You can also see the patient leaflet online. You can report suspected side effects online at www.mhra.gov.uk/yellowcard or by downloading the Yellow Card app or calling 0800 731 6789, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. A schedule showing which vaccinations are routinely offered in Wales is available from phw.nhs.wales/complete-schedule. For vaccine information in accessible formats, visit phw.nhs.wales/vaccines/accessible-information. You can find out how the NHS uses your information at 111.wales.nhs.uk/about-us/your-information.